Hello.
Welcome to Girl Same. We're still doing Man, I Love College, correct? Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. Man, I Love College part three.
Wow.
Three?
We're doing great.
Three.
Trace.
Man, I love college. Hey! I love drinking. Hey! I love women, hey. And I love college.
We're seniors. Bum, bum, bum.
Wow, my first day of class is Wednesday. Is that when yours is too?
No, mine's on your birthday.
Oh. Wow, so first day of senior year is in 2 days, or when this goes live.
Mine's in 7 days, which also, fun fact, the day after that, I'll be in Tuscaloosa with Maddie.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about our goals for senior year, things we've learned throughout college, and such.
Literally what I
As Bailey would say.
And such.
Such. Honestly, I've had a rough time trying to come up with things to say, whereas Bailey, on the other hand, has this whole freaking list. So, that'll be fun. So, Bailey, I guess you can start off with your goals.
Well, mine is kind of the same as your first one. I want to be fit and just, like, manifest the shit out of myself.
Manifest the shit. That has two completely. Okay. Manifest what exactly?
The shit out of myself.
But, like,
me. Being me. Doing me.
Okay, okay, okay.
Being me. Feeling me.
I see.
All about me.
Me, 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 me.
It's the me party. Yeah. Party of one, me.
No, but same though. I've realized that I focus way too much on other things and people on this freaking earth that I need to focus on myself and grow myself into the person that I want to be.
Manifest that shit. Manifest it. Boom.
Boom.
But I feel
done.
Like senior year's the best year to do this because we're about to be, like, full-on adulting. And, like, yeah. I feel like I really need to, like, manifest myself and mentally prepare myself to be at that point.
Dude, you know what my dad said today? He called me, and we were just talking about this past weekend. And then he was like, yeah, so we probably need to add up, like, rent, insurance, and, like, car payment and everything else on top of that. You're to, like, see how much you need to be making. And I go, where the hell did this come from?
You're like,
please
not,
tell me.
I
was like, yeah, thanks, Dad. I will think about that. Which, he's not wrong, but it's really stressing me out.
I mean, I was thinking about that today because, like, I want to move, hopefully, to Dallas, but, like, I don't really know. But, like, where I'm at now, like, I'm paying, like, $600, like, $630 a month for my rent.
I wish.
Like, that's just going to go up wherever I move. And I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, no. I don't think you can find a good place in Dallas that's going to be even remotely close to $600.
No,
unless it's a box on the side of the road.
It is. It is. It's a box.
So
it has a balcony.
Is the balcony the box?
Yeah, actually, I can stand on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's this one place that I found. It's called The National, and it opens up in the fall. And I'm like, oh, that place looks so nice. It's like roof-to-ceiling windows. So I called them to see how much rent is for a two-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they told me? They go, it's like $45, $65. And I'm like, $4,500 a month. $4,500 a month.
Shit, that's like $2,300 a month.
Yeah, so that's a no for me.
That hurts my soul deeply.
Yeah, even $2,300 a month is
a lot.
There we go. So, yeah, like I said, focus on me. I don't know how we got on that tangent.
I don't either, but here we are after the tangent.
Manifesting,
money, Dallas. Yeah, it's cool. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Adulting.
You said be fit.
Be fit. Yeah, I did. That was the original That was the original thing on the list. Got my Cycle Bar membership going. It's going great.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hey, hey. I need to get... See, I guess I'll get into that later. Or I guess I could just say it
Why
now.
Not?
Okay, well, I want to set a daily routine for myself, and I feel like I say this all the time, and it's like one of my huge goals that I never actually end up doing, but I was on a call the other night, and they really inspired me that I need to set a routine, and they're like, you know, you can have like 3 days in one day, and I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? And basically, they're saying from 6 to 12, one day, and then from 12 to 6, another day, and then from 6 to midnight, another day, and I'm like, hold on. So I'm not going to be waking up at 6 a.m.,
yeah,
but I will be waking up at 8 and probably going to bed at 11. So minus 3 hours, but...
6 a.m., you got me fucked up.
Yeah, no. They're like, well, the first 6 hours, you can just focus on yourself. I'm like, what do you do for 6 hours?
Yeah,
what am I going to do for 4 hours?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Do you do a little bit of yoga in the morning, have your coffee, make some breakfast?
Realistically,
probably only an hour and a half right there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd rather be asleep for 4 more hours.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how tomorrow goes. We'll let you know. But yeah, I'm a very routine person, and if I'm not in a routine,
that's what I like about being at school so much more. Like, I feel like I can do like I can make my day how I want it to be, rather than when I'm at home.
Like the past 8 months of our lives.
Yeah. I feel like I'm finally relaxed, when in reality I'm not. I just have a lot to do.
You know, that is very relatable. Like, I was explaining to someone earlier how much I have to be doing especially tomorrow. And I was like, wow, I'm a huge mess. And here I am, not having a care in the world.
Relaxed.
Just zen.
Just vibing.
Who's zen?
Zen. The ying to
Unagi.
My yang.
Ooh, salmon skin roll.
She says unagi.
Only the real ones will understand. Okay? Okay.
Why am I picturing Ross right now? I was watching that the other night. I was watching that the other night.
Yeah. Oh. We're talking about Friends, by the way.
I said Ross.
That's true. Just thought I should clarify. Continue.
Very funny. Like, I want to buy the DVD really bad, but,
I gotta buy a DVD player
first. All you need is a DVD player.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up if I can play it on my Wii. You can't.
Yeah, I don't think they accept DVDs.
I think that is stupid, personally.
Why Xbox and PlayStation do? Why doesn't a Wii?
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm surprised the Wii still even functions, though.
That's so true. I want to actually learn how to cook. Like, I'm one of those girls that's like, yeah, I cooked dinner and, made some Chipotle bowls. But, really, my crock pot did all the work, and I just stuck a bunch of shit in the microwave.
Okay, but, I don't know. Cooking just takes so much time. Like, I've tried the whole HelloFresh thing, and it's actually really nice. But
my parents were getting that for a minute, and it was really nice.
It takes forever, and you have to wash so many pans and bowls and crap. They're like, here's one medium bowl, then you need a medium saucepan, and then a pot, and then this other butter knife, and you're like, listen. No.
Yeah, I'm a big, when I get on Pinterest, I'm like, one pot, 15-minute meals. minimal dishes,
yes.
Minimal time. Please and thank you.
I feel like I don't have the patience or time to just cook a full-on meal.
Like, I am a big crock pot girl. Like, let me just throw that chicken in there, come home, shred it up later, and eat it.
See, I don't even do that. Like,
I can tell you exactly what Maddie does for dinner.
Maddie, what do I do?
A Smucker's PB&J sandwich out of the freezer.
Excuse you. I don't think I've done that in years.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets is what you're eating then.
Oh man, I wish. If I could do that every day, I truly would.
I saw some that are veggie, honestly.
Dude, you don't think I've tried them? They're actually not bad.
I still have my cauliflower tots grind. The other day I had a Chipotle bowl, and then I, made some cauliflower tots afterwards.
Yum.
But I was like,
yeah. This whole thing with cauliflower tots started because of my dad. He full-on made, he riced a head of cauliflower.
He did.
He's being very extra. And I appreciate you, Dad, if you're listening to this. Hello. Probably not, but that's okay. Anyway, one of the things that we have here at the University of Alabama is called the Ferguson Center. I hate saying the full name. We call it the Ferg. Ew. And they have a fountain in the middle of it, and I've always wanted to run through it. So I'm going to run through it before I graduate. And
on
I have
your birthday.
Said this since freshman year.
On your birthday. You know, I'm
it might
you,
be my birthday.
On your birthday,
y'all,
we're going
okay,
wild.
Hold on.
And, you know, the bar's closing early. We're going to run through that.
I was thinking about this on my drive back home today. I want to make the cutest video of my birthday week ever. Okay? It's happening.
I'll
I'm not
going to
make a full-on blog,
you.
But it's just going to make a cute little montage.
I'll film the whole thing, guys.
Sick. Cool. Maybe there will be a vlog. I don't know.
There will be something for sure.
There will be a little something. A little something. But yeah, I want to run through the Ferg Fountain because I think that would be iconic. But I also think it'd be better to run through it in my cap and gown too. So, like, we'll see.
Like, both.
Yeah, both.
We have a fountain here too, but I'm like, honest to God, I don't know the name of it. And I don't really know that it has a name. But it's by the Matador statue. Which isn't the Matador statue. It also has a name that I'm unaware of right now at the moment. I do know a fun fact about the statue that the ass points towards A&M.
Oh. Okay.
The ass of the horse faces. Like if you literally walk.
Like in the direction.
Yeah, like if you walk from the ass of the horse.
Just in a completely straight line.
Diagonal line. You'll get to College Station.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Told that. My tour guide told me that my freshman year, and I've never forgotten it. I don't know why. I thought it was hilarious.
I think that's something I would have remembered, too. I love that.
It's great. But yeah, we also have a fountain. People pop champagne in it. Don't know the name. I'm a really good student.
Good. What's good. Next?
Figure out what I want to be when I graduate.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that was my next one, too, so
perfect.
I guess we can talk on that.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned before, like, I've thought about going into sports, but I don't really know how well that's gonna work out for me, to be completely honest. So yeah, we're just kind of rolling with the punches at this point. I did look through a syllabus today, and I have to do a whole report on a job, so, like, maybe something will work out there.
Oh, there you go.
I hate when teachers do that. They're like, research a job that goes with your major. I'm like, bitch, why?
My dad's like, have you been to your career center yet? And I go, my what?
Career what? Center?
No, I knew what he meant, but like, I was just, no, I have not been to my career center, Dad.
I have. I've been to mine.
Aw, I'm proud of you.
Thanks. She told me my resume was shit. Thanks.
Yeah, like, I've done things, but I could probably come up with things to put on there, but I don't know. If I'm being 100%, like, 1000% honest, I don't know if I'll have an actual job when I graduate. Like, meaning, like, I'm not going to be in corporate America. I'm sorry, that's just not happening. Putting that out there. Yikes.
Just be brutally honest today.
I don't know. I feel like this whole network marketing thing is going to go well. And also this whole YouTube thing might help too. So, like you, rolling with the punches,
seeing
how things go.
Life takes us.
Yeah.
Honestly, we might end up two broke bitches in Dallas. Living off pennies.
My mom was a broke bitch in Dallas for a little bit.
Listen.
But, you know, back then when things weren't $1,000.
Yeah.
But then again, money changes over time. So, like, our $1,000 now is probably what she was paying then.
True.
You know?
True.
We'll make it work.
We're going to make it work. We just might be eating ravioli out of a can.
If that. If that. We'll be the skinniest broke bitches there are.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh.
So another one of my, I don't even want to call it a goal. Something that I want to do more is go out more.
Yes.
Okay?
We love
because,
to hear it.
I mean, like y'all should know, because I feel like I've said it 1,000 times, but I turned 21, actually, in
a week.
A week from today.
A week from today.
Thank goodness. So now I don't have to go out worrying about things, and I can just be my true 21-year-old self.
Bird.
Yes.
I'm excited to
about
live
it.
This.
Yes. You'll be watching it firsthand.
Oh, I've got chills thinking about it.
She's speechless.
Oh, man. I feel like next week's episode, I don't know what it's going to be about, but like...
Yeah, y'all are in for a surprise.
That's I am saying. Too, in case you're wondering. Oh, shoot. Okay, also to go along with going out more, I want to do the Broadway crawl as many times as possible. If you go to School of Tech, we have Broadway. There's like, I don't even know, I think it's 6 bars are on it now, maybe 7. Maybe 7 if you include PM. That could be right. I'm unsure, but like you just go to every bar, like, and hop around the little circle. And yeah, I like doing that. It's a fun time. Getting a little Texas tea.
What is a Texas tea?
You know, y'all have blue motherfuckers?
Yes.
Well, we have audios, but like it's almost like that same concept, except instead of it being blue and tasting like shit, it tastes like tea and has like 4 different kinds of alcohol. Mm.
Yum.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
So all my classes are online this semester, which really sucks. Big ol' awfulness.
Big ol' awfulness.
Something awful, and I probably shouldn't say that on the podcast. So I probably want to go back to my, like, college, which is the Mass Communications building.
MCOM.
We're not fancy, like, well, I mean, some of our... Yeah, actually, I think we only have, like, a couple of buildings that actually have names.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Like, Holden...
So what are the other buildings? They're just...
Like, literally mass communications, English, and literature.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm understanding.
Yeah. So, I want to go back to that. Maybe do a little walk around. Get a little bit of a taking in the scene before I never walk into that building ever again. Unless, I guess, my kids go to Tech because it was the same building that it was when my mom was here, so it will probably be the same building by the time my kids go here, which would be really scary, honestly.
Hmm. Oh, another goal of mine, kind of on top of that, is I want to do a video about, like, being a communications major at Alabama, but, like, take a tour through Reese Pfeiffer. I think that would be so cool.
Oh, you could take me!
Okay.
I've been to a class at Alabama. I don't know what it was and where I was, but I went to a class with Blaine and I sat in the very back row. And I was on my phone, and the professor made eye contact with me at one point, and I was like,
I don't go here.
Don't go here. You can't get mad at me. You'll never see me again.
I'm attending this class for free.
Literally, at one point, I made Blaine give me his spiral because I was like, I look like an idiot. Like, I'm just sitting here on my phone, not taking any notes. Like, he probably thinks I'm a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, that's okay though. Yeah, my classes, I figured out that I have one in person that's once a week, which is on a Tuesday, and it's freaking late at night.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, so I have one in person, and then I have a hybrid class, which means one day we meet online, and then the other day we meet in person, and I'm really not looking forward to that. And then another class is, like, splitting up in groups, and then the others are online. It's a whole mess, and I don't know how I'm going to deal with it, honestly. Like, I know one day I'm going to, like, not show up, and it's going to be like, oh, you're supposed to be in class. I'm like, oh, I thought this is online. So, yeah, that's how that's going.
Well, yeah, excited. All my classes are online, and I'm taking business and professional communication online, and, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to record myself doing some speeches. Good thing I have a microphone.
Good thing, prepared.
Prepared.
How the hell am I supposed to do a graphic design class online? Because the way he taught last year, or last semester, was, like, he would record himself, or, like, he would speak in the class while he's doing the thing on Photoshop. How are you supposed to do that on Zoom? Like, obviously you can screen share, but how am I supposed to follow him? I mean, I could honestly easily do that because I have 2 computers, but most people don't have 2 computers.
Right, normal people.
So
damn, maybe he'll do like a video, like a YouTube of like him doing it too, and he'll talk about it on the Zoom.
Yeah. Then again, this is an optional. It can be online or in person, and I'm choosing to go online, so.
Okay.
It's not my problem. I'm worrying about, like,
y'all other have people, so many of those classes that are just optional, and I'm over here stuck online. I would like some of my classes to be optional. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Why am I, like, if freshman year, if I had the choice to never go to class and it all be on my computer, I would have done that shit. And now I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of actually want to go to class. I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. I might change my mind. We'll see. Who knows?
I want to go to more country concerts. Because I live in Lubbock, we actually have a lot of them. I mean, most of them are, like, Texas country people, so they're kind of a little bit smaller, but I do enjoy a lot of them. And I bought a really cute cowboy hat that I've only worn one time, and, like, I need to go to a country concert so I can wear it again.
The only reason why you need to go.
Yeah, a little bit yet.
See, that sounds fun. I would go, but, you know.
Come on, yeah. Come on up. Come on. I almost said down. Come on down, but really I'm up.
Come on up. Really? Come on down. Either way.
Either way.
Another one of my goals is to stay COVID-free, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't have that goal.
You already have COVID.
Yes.
Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, COVID-free. I got tested because first we have to do three things in order to come back to campus. We have to get tested. We have to have a negative test, which your girl had a negative test. two, you have to do COVID training and take, like, an online class, which I already did that, which only took 30 minutes, maybe. And then you have to do a daily health check, like, check in daily and tell them your symptoms. So,
dude,
yeah, that's fine.
That's insane.
I know. You have to download an app.
We have a free testing center right now, drive through. Mm-hmm. That's all we have.
Do y'all have to get tested before you go?
No.
What? Man, Texas. I don't know. My whole test thing was weird. Like, I had to do it myself, and I just felt like I was doing it wrong. Either way, your girl's negative and COVID-free. That is all.
Next up. I want to procrastinate less. I'm really bad at it. Like, if something's due on Sunday, I'm like, let me just do it on Sunday. Why would I do it now on a Monday? But, like, really, girl, you got the free time to do it now. Do it now.
Yeah. And then you'll feel so much better. Yeah.
I was so bad at it freshman year. Like, literally, I would have a paper due on Sunday, and I would write, like, a 3-page paper on a Sunday. Like,
so would I.
Cram that shit in until midnight.
I pulled an all-nighter.
Oh, never done that. I can successfully say I've never had to pull an all-nighter.
All right. My next one is to not say no to fun adventures. Okay, hear me out. Freshman year, there was one day on a Friday where I was like, who wants to go to the beach with me? And two of my friends said yes. We booked the Airbnb and left that same day. And let me tell you, it was a fun time. And that happened with many more other trips that I went on the past 3 years. And it also happened 2 days ago. So don't say no to fun adventures, because you will meet, or those friends that you go on with, like, that you go with on the trip. Words. I don't know. You, like, I feel like when you travel with someone, you get to know them better than just, like, hanging out normally, if that makes sense. Anyway, just, I'm not saying to never say no.
never say no. Never.
Fun adventures, traveling, trips with friends. Try and go on. The money will show up eventually. Just make it work.
Make it work.
Make it happen.
I'm going to try to go to, like, one. Probably won't do this, but I'd like to go to I'm going to say that I'm going to go to a football game. It's not going to happen, but, like, putting it out there. But I definitely want to go to one more basketball game before I graduate, because we actually are good at basketball, and it's a really fun time. We have the best student section in the Big 12, so, like, yeah.
So, yeah. I really just, I know the SEC said that they're playing, like, they moved it back a month, but I think by September 26th, we're going to be all online, you know?
I hope not. That's my birthday. That would be the worst birthday ever.
I know. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Oh, as we're talking about COVID, try to keep staying, like, positive about the situation. Like, I feel like I've been pretty good about, like, not getting, like, super upset about stuff that, like, Corona has affected, especially, like, my classes. I don't think I was super upset, but I definitely was more, like, stressed out than I normally am about class. But I just definitely want to keep trying to have the positive attitude, especially if it starts affecting more stuff and, like, a vaccination doesn't come out and, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Being optimistic.
Being optimistic. Good word for it.
Mm-hmm. Optimistic. Yes,
ma'am. But, yeah. Just keep being okay with the situation that life is throwing at us right now.
Literally, like, catapulting into our lives.
Catapulting.
Straight zoom zoom.
Straight kerplit. I don't know where that came from.
Ugh. Okay, so I'm aware that Julian, I don't know what else they're called, Puff, I don't know what it is, but stop Julian while you can.
That's a good point.
Because I'm here. As, I don't know how to explain this. Basically, I used to juul freshman sophomore year. I will say that. I had one. I owned multiple of them. And, well, your girl quit. Because I honestly didn't do it as much as, like, a lot of my other friends. So it was easier for me to quit because I never got addicted to it. But stop while you can. And that's all I gotta say. It's a money sucker for real. For real?
For real.
I also had one of those teardrop things. A
Soren.
Yes, a Soren. And it was the cutest thing ever. So cute and yellow, but she gone. Got a blast.
Got a blast. I've definitely told the story before about, like, a situation I was in that really made me find out, like, who my true friends were. I definitely think that's part of college. I think I've said that before, but I wanted to include it on this list in case you guys haven't listened to past episodes. Definitely a big part of college. Not a fun part, but a good...
No.
Good learning point.
It will happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. But it's for the best.
It's a good time.
Very good time.
Also, failing a class is totally okay. Not totally okay, but, like, you will be okay. You will get through it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people think it's the end of the world.
No, they do. Like, I failed a class my freshman year, and my parents flipped. And I was like, you realize I can just take it again next semester, and, like, a grade replaces itself?
Obviously, failing multiple classes.
Yeah, maybe not. Like, I only failed one.
Yeah.
Two. Three is probably pushing it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's, like, half of your semester.
Yeah. And you're... Not that GPAs really mean a ton, right. Honestly. Like, what person in a job interview looks at the GPA?
Tell me all the time that, like, they're going to ask you. I'm like, really? I'm going to sit down in an interview and they're like, so, like, your GPA is a little low.
They're going to see if you have a bachelor's or master's, associate's, whatever, and be like, cool. And that is it. I'm telling you from someone who has worked in corporate America forever, my dad. Steve. And he literally interviews people as a living. So, like, he knows what to look for. And he doesn't look at the GPA.
We love Steve.
There's my 2 cents. Yep, Steve is the man. Frickin' man.
Oh, guy. But, yeah, I failed a class. Grade replaced it the next semester. Wasn't that big of a deal. I just had to take some summer classes to catch up, which really isn't that big of a deal either. So, yeah. I mean, just don't.
Summer classes? I should put that one in. Summer classes help a lot. I took two. Not this past summer, but the summer before, because I needed an English or a literature and history credit. Go ahead.
Technically, I've taken summer classes every year. Isn't that insane? I'm still on track. Like, not graduating early at all. Okay.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
It's fine.
I will say, I kind of did slack off, though, my summer classes. I didn't do too hot.
But mine just transfer as a pass-fail.
What?
Yeah, mine transfer is pass-fail, not, like, a actual grade.
Wow. Yeah, mine didn't do that.
I took, like, my freshman year, I took one of my sciences, and then I didn't feel like taking another one, so I waited. And then I took two classes when I was in London last year, and then this summer I took the other science I needed. I was afraid to take them at school.
Yeah. Dude, if you compared... Again, not that GPA means anything, but if you compared my general ed GPA to my major and minor GPA, it would be, like, two different people.
Like, I don't think I've ever looked at mine.
Completely different people.
I didn't really pay that much attention to my GPA, to be completely honest. I mean, I did notice it when it went up. I was like, oh, it went up. But then when it went back down, I was like, oh.
Oh. Okay, not going to look at that anymore. Never mind. Yeah. I never paid attention to it in high school. Like, I didn't even really realize GPA was a thing. Oh. Like, I obviously knew it was a thing, yeah, but I never looked at it.
I didn't either until I was, like, 8:45 in our class of, like, 900 people. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. We love that.
Okay, but our school is so highly, like...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know. Not competitive, but just we have a lot of smart people.
A lot of smart people. Just really.
Like, even some of our, like, smart friends were not even in... the first, like, the top quarter. Like, they might have been in the first half.
That's true.
Which just says a lot. Anyway. This is super random. But do not spend a fortune on a formal dress. Okay? Because I've done that before. I don't know why. Tell me why my freshman year. I was like, oh, this dress is so cute or so pretty. I'm going to wear it probably next year, too. And, like, all the way through my senior year on all formals. And I'm going to love it. This dress was $400. $400! It might have been four. and some. It was, like, it was a nice dress. It was red, velvet, whatever. But, oh, my. Why did my mom let me do that? Why? And why did my boyfriend at the time let me do that too? Like, what? That should not have been a thing.
Oh, I honestly been really good about those. Like, my freshman year, I bought a pant jumper thingy that I can totally mm-hmm. wear again for, like, a wedding or something.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think I went my sophomore year. I don't really know. No, I didn't go I didn't go my junior year. My sophomore year, I bought, like, a $30 dress off Amazon that turned out to be so cute.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the way to do it. Or rent one. Or borrow one from a friend.
Yeah.
But this dress, I don't think I could wear it anywhere. Unless it was, like, some red carpet event. Which, when am I going to be at that?
You never know.
I guess, but, like... Nah, I couldn't even wear it to a wedding.
Maybe you'll go on a red carpet and you'll get to wear it again.
I'll match the carpet. But no, all of the stupid, I'll wear it again, blah, blah. You will not wear it again, okay?
Yeah, you won't wear it again. I mean, you'll wear it again. Like, I would say when you buy it, if you're like, I could wear this after college,
good purchase.
But, like, if you're telling yourself you'll wear it again, like, senior year for, like, the same event, like, no.
No. You won't. You will change your mind.
I lost where I was. Oh, cherish small moments.
I love that. You really just take it all in.
You only have so much more time here, and you really just gotta
soak it in.
Like a sponge.
Okay, but like a sponge. I mean, everyone says that, like, college goes by fast, and I'm like, yeah, okay. But, like, it has.
It has.
How are we seniors? I don't know.
How am I a literal senior? How is it almost 2021 already? Like, that's not real.
No, whenever, senior high school is, like, 2021, wow, that's fake. Okay, well, we're basically almost there. We're there.
We're there. Like, that's insane.
No, I was at the nail salon back at home, and they're asking, oh, are you getting senior pictures done? And I was like, no, I'm back home right now. They're like, oh, you're not in high school? I'm like, no, I'll be a senior in college. Not high school. Hey, thanks.
Young is beauty. Think about it. If you look young now, when
I know
you're
30, I know.
You'll look 27 and I'll look 30.
Wow.
You literally always guess my age on the dot, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. But still, it is, when you get confused with a high school senior and a college senior,
yeah,
like,
but the nail salon, it's fine. Don't know.
True.
Since all my classes are online, I don't want to turn into a hermit. I need somewhere to go during the day. Like, I'm gonna have to do stuff. Or I will never leave my apartment. Try not to spend money when it's not necessary.
Ugh, that is such a big thing of mine.
I do too. You know, like, I'm like bored. I'm like, let me just go walk around Target, and then I pick out like 10 things that are so unnecessary.
That was your first mistake.
True.
Is leaving to go somewhere.
True.
But you know, when Amazon is at your fingertips.
You're Amazon and I'm Target.
It's so, I ordered this Galaxy light the other day, which actually is really cool. I don't regret buying that at all. But I bought $70 silverware the other day. Like, I didn't even need it, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's gold and white. And I bought it. Why?
Yikes.
Why? And amongst other things, but that's gotta stop.
My chair is so loud and obnoxious. Okay. I want to be open to all job opportunities after college. Like, I say I want to go to Dallas, but, like, I don't mind ending up somewhere new. I think after college is the best time to end up somewhere new, and then I can go back to Dallas at some point. Yeah. But, yeah, I just want to have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Thanks.
No, but I agree. I have a cousin who actually lived in Seattle for a year or two and then moved back to Dallas.
Oh, Seattle would be cool, but I don't know if I could deal with the rain.
No, I think I, yeah, no.
And I hate the
cold.
Props
to you, that too. I can't function.
Yeah, I don't do well. We had a foot of snow one year and I literally hibernated.
Became a hermit.
Yep, that's what I did.
We love hermits.
Okay, now, since I've almost lived my full year of being 21, woo, so exciting.
Woo.
I want to figure out what my go-to alcoholic drink is. Like, people ask me all the time, and I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I order a vodka cranberry every now and then. But then again, every now and then, I'll drink a beer. Then again, every now and then, I'll have a Jack and Diet. Like,
dude,
margarita.
We are the opposite when it comes to drinks. The opposite. Might as well.
Right? I don't know. Wine. Like, I like it all, but I need to figure out, like, this is what I want to order every time we go out.
Mojitos.
See? I don't do mojitos.
Except, I don't know. It kind of depends on where you go, because if you get, like, the other day when we were out with our
mothers.
With our mothers. Our female guardians. Sorry, I was trying to think of another word. Anyway, that mojito was trash.
It was like muddled. Trash. Like, see, I can't do the muddled stuff. Like, I don't want a bit of fucking strawberry or raspberry in my mouth when I'm trying to drink. That sounds nasty.
A bit. I don't want a bit of fucking fruit. No, I don't mind it. Like, I don't want to. You can just put the whole slice in there. You don't gotta.
Yeah, don't be mushing it up. Shit's disgusting.
Ew.
And people think they're so fancy, and I'm like, literally,
dude,
sometimes when I'm in Jaws, before I order the drink, if I think there's muddled stuff in it, I'm like, do you muddle stuff and put it in there? It's like, muddle? I can't do that.
Remember at EXO when the drink that I had muddled jalapeno?
This margarita was so spicy, Maddie couldn't even drink it.
No, it wasn't even that it was spicy. Like, the taste was awful.
Oh.
You know what that tasted like.
Yeah, it was gross. Yeah, I tasted
it. It wasn't even the spiciest. It was just, like,
I thought it was kind
the
of spicy
flavor.
And weird.
Ugh. On paper, it sounded nice. In reality,
not
a fan. So, one thing that I kind of regret is that I didn't get more involved. But also, I'm really not the person to be, like, so, like, I'm the president of this club, and then I'm the treasurer of this. Like, I'm not that person. I've never have been, and I probably never will be. But I kind of wish I did a little more. But at the same time, I don't know.
I think, for me, like, getting involved in my sorority, like, has been enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've held a couple positions. I have a position now, but, like, I'm not gonna get to do it because of freaking corona, which I'm a little upset about. But, like, positive. It might happen
positive,
still.
Yes.
It may not. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Parents weekend? Is Lubbock gonna let a whole bunch of parents come? Probably not. But, like, you never know.
never know.
Yeah, my last one is don't get arrested. I've lasted this long. I'm like, I can't, like, senior year can't be the year that I get busted.
Okay, but what could you...
A PI? I could get a PI.
Yeah.
Public intoxication.
So don't get a PI.
Drunkenly disorder. I don't know.
Drunkenly disorder.
Isn't that something?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I don't know. I just, this can't be the year. I've gotten this far.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be the year. I don't think there, well, I hope there won't be a year.
I don't think there will be a year. If I can get through college, I can get through life.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, well, that's it. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast.
Yes, and look forward to next week for the birthday episode. The birthday
episode.
Pumped.
Pumped.
But yeah, see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye. Man, I love college. Hey, I love drinking.